KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's mostly clear and 44 degrees. We look forward to be mostly cloudy and windy today, a high of 58, with winds out of the west at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. Police in Glenwood said late Sunday afternoon that a teen missing since last Tuesday was found safe. Authorities had been asking for help in finding 14-year-old Michael Johnson Jr., who was thought to have been in the Carter Lake area. No further details on where he was found have been released. Glenwood police, however, are still looking for Brooklyn Handley, who went missing on Thursday. You can view her picture and information in a story on the news page at KJAN.com. Emergency responders from Griswold, Lewis, and elsewhere were called to the scene of a four-wheel UTV accident northeast of Griswold Sunday afternoon. Initial dispatch reports indicated an adult male was trapped under the machine in Turkey Creek just east of 58488 Midway Road. The man was said to have been conscious and breathing with a possible broken leg. The accident was reported around 2:20 p.m. In addition to Griswold Fire and Rescue and Lewis First Responders, Medevac, Atlantic Fire and Rescue, and Cass County Sheriff's deputies were sent to the scene soon after the call went out. The Atlantic Fire and Rescue was asked to respond with their ATV unit as the terrain where the accident took place was difficult to navigate. According to reports, rescue crews walked nearly a mile along the uneven terrain to the scene. When they arrived, they learned the victim had been ejected from the machine and was able to crawl out of the water onto a creek bank. A coordinated effort between the Griswold and Atlantic Fire and Rescue departments took place in order to bring the man to the ambulance. Medevac transported him to a hospital. His name was not immediately released. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources said late Sunday that around 9:13 a.m. Saturday, divers with the Midwest Regional Dive Team had recovered the body of a Nebraska kayaker and hunter that was missing since Friday evening. The body was identified as 33-year-old Cody Bangford of Bellevue, Nebraska. The body was since been transported to the Iowa Office of the State Medical Examiner in Ankeny for an autopsy. Investigators believe Bangford left the boat ramp at the Nobles Lake Wildlife Management Area Friday afternoon to head out for a bow hunt in the DeSoto National Wildlife Refuge. Bangford was reported missing later that evening after he didn't return. Two DNR conservation officers responded and began search and rescue efforts. Bangford's overturned kayak was recovered a short time later along the north shoreline of the lake. However, his body had not been found. Search and rescue operations were suspended at 1:46 a.m. and resumed at 7 a.m. Saturday. DNR conservation officers were assisted by U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Council Bluffs Fire Department, Harrison and Shelby County Sheriff's Deputies, Harrison and Shelby County EMA, Missouri Valley Fire and Rescue, Modale Fire Department, Midwest Regional Dive Team, and the Iowa State Patrol. The Iowa DNR reports that on Sunday at about 11 a.m., Monona County Dispatch received a call that Decatur Fire and Rescue was en route to the Tyville Bend Wildlife Management Area for a call about two hunters whose boat was sinking. The father and teenage son were hunting a duck on an oxbow lake within the Tyville Bend Wildlife Management Area and were motoring back to the boat ramp when their 14-foot John boat began taking on water. DNR Conservation Officer Gary Sisko and an Iowa State Patrol trooper accompanied Decatur Fire and Rescue and pulled the hunters from their stranded vessel and transported them safely to shore. Both refused medical treatment. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports a man pulled over for speeding on Highway 34 and Notchwood Avenue early Sunday morning had barricaded himself and his vehicle before leading authorities on a high-speed pursuit. Officials say the Adams County K-9 unit conducted the traffic stop at around 1:34 a.m. Sunday and a vehicle driven by Matthew Bolden of Waterloo. During the investigation, the K-9 VAXO was deployed and had alerted to the odor of narcotics. Bolden then barricaded himself in his vehicle and refused orders to exit the vehicle. Taylor County Sheriff's deputies arrived on the scene to assist with the situation, and again, Bolden was ordered to get out of his vehicle but refused. When deputies tried to gain entry to the vehicle, Bolden fled from the scene and went westbound on Highway 34 at speeds in excess of 100 miles per hour. He then turned southbound into the community of Brooks and continued on gravel roads before eventually losing control and wrecking his vehicle near 255th and Filbert Avenue. Bolden was taken into custody and charged with eluding law enforcement, possession of a controlled substance first offense, interference with official acts, and he was cited for speeding 103 in a 55 zone, 80 in a 40 zone, and 80 miles per hour in a 30 zone, failure to obey a traffic control device, failure to maintain control, no insurance accident related, careless driving, failure to carry a registration card, and operating a non-registered vehicle. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies assisted in handling that incident. And police in Red Oak report a man from Cass County was arrested at around 10:45 p.m. Saturday for public intoxication and interference with official acts. 24-year-old Bryce Baker of Atlantic was arrested in the 400 block of East Reed Street in Red Oak and taken to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. Red Oak police were assisted during the incident by deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. In the funeral announcements, Darlene Dodge, age 93, of Harlan, died Thursday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A memorial service for Darlene Dodge will be held today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. David Crum, age 57, of Atlantic, died October 14th. A celebration of life memorial service for David Crum will be today at 2 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church, south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Sharon Sorrells, age 74, of Walnut, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Sharon Sorrells will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. John Mulgard, age 81, of Atlantic, died October 14th. A celebration of life memorial service for John Mulgard will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ronald Raymond Ellsworth, age 76, of Corley, died Sunday in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Ronald Ellsworth will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Michael Mike James Hope, age 63, of Avoca, died Friday at the Murtu Medical Center. A mass of Christian burial for Mike Hope will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Dale Lynn Miller, age 71, of Republic, Missouri, died Friday. Funeral services for Dale Miller will be next Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Ted Nielsen, age 77, of Avoca, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center. Graveside services for Ted Nielsen will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Shelby Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.